Light Green Dancers. We're going to dance on board the ferry today. We have about, at least 30 kids down here in their blue bunads. And we've been practicing. And I just remember how exciting it was when we got to go on board the first ferry and sit in the kitchen area and listen to Louie Louie, because it was on the jukebox.
Well, this is Jean Peterson Curry, and I was standing on the north side of the PFI Hill in 1963 when the ferry went by and they let the entire school out, and we were all so excited. It was just awesome.
The Diane Marsh, and I think it's a fun thing. I think my fondest memory of on the ferry is we were on there for New Year's Eve, and they put out a big spread of food, and it was wonderful.
I like humpback salmon, good old humpback salmon, caught by the North Sea fishermen.
My name's Roxy Lee, and I came down here when the Malaspina came in 50 years ago, and I had Grandpa Lee with me because he wanted to see this big boat. And I think that my Cynthia Matteson was about 4, and Heidi 6, and
your daughters,
David probably 9, and it was very exciting.
How much of a difference did it make in your lives over the years to have the ferry system come in?
Just the idea that you could take a car and take your family and go someplace and drive off was just a wonderful sensation. Or drive back on and get off into your hometown. That was really exciting.
I'm Nola Lampkin. I'm from Skagway, and I love traveling the ferries. I do it a lot for business as well as pleasure at the same time. And we're taking this golden tour. It's just amazing how well organized it is. All these wonderful staff people have put so much into it. They keep us, we just go from one activity that's just a really major thing and roll right into the next one as soon as we have time to catch our breath.
Mayor Mark Jensen, tell me about maybe your first trip on the ferry.
Well, I can't remember what the first one was, but I remember many times riding my bicycle out to the ferry terminal. That was when were free to just walk on board and have a milkshake or whatever you cared to do. And when they mentioned all passengers ashore, you left.
Did you ever get stuck on board?
No, it never did, It never did. No, but it was kind of interesting. Last night I was reading the Petersburg Pilot, and one of the articles in there talked about the first sailing north of this vessel, the Malaspina. And I didn't remember this, and I guess I was 8 years old at the time. My grandma Willie McGelton was one of the passengers on the first northbound voyage. So that was brought back some, memories, made me think about the ferry system a little bit. So it was a pretty nice system we have here.
Well, first of all, for those who don't know me, I'm Captain John Dalvey, General Manager of the Marine Highway. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone that's here today. It's really quite an honor that so many have shown up to help us celebrate.
My name's Cecilia Lopez Tavolero, and I did grow up here in Petersburg, went to school, and I used to travel on the ferries for school events. I was in drill team, so it brought us to all the major communities where there was basketball games, tournaments especially, because they'd have it in different towns, Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, and it was awesome. It was a blast. It was good to be seeing Southeast this way, and it was like a cruise, really, and I still enjoy it today. A lot of good memories.
Hi, I'm Emil Tucker. I live here in town with my family. And both of our children were born in Ketchikan. And when they were 3 days old, they got on the ferry, and we rode the ferry back up to Petersburg.
So you were only 3 days old, Freya?
No, I'm five.
You're five now? But you were 3 days old when you rode the ferry? Do you remember it?
No. I think it was the Taku.
Ariel, do you remember riding the ferry when you were 3 days old?
Yes.
What do you like best about the ferry?
What do you like best about the ferry?
I like sleeping.
How about you, Freya?
I like when I go up into the play area.
I'm Maury Hale, and I'm a purser on all of the ships in the fleet. I bounce around and help out where I'm needed. And a purser is a jack of all trades.
How long have you been doing this?
5 years now.
Why do you keep doing it? Why do you like the job?
I love it. I love working with the public and the wonderful people we have coming and going. lots of variety, and you get to travel.
My name's Ed Tagbon, Petersburg. When I was a little boy, I could always remember traveling to Juneau with my parents, and up in the front lounge, we put the chairs together and we sleep there, and at night we often traveled in the wintertime and could always, once in a while you'd hear an iceberg hitting the, well, scraping the hull all the way down the sides and jar me awake, and I remember always looking up at the ceiling, and that was a Taku, and I remember there was no paddling on the ceilings, and you could see all the wires and the overhead lights shaking as they're moving along.
Oh, this is Arnold Inge. I remember the first day it came through the Narrows. We got out of school to go down. Not the first mall to come through, but the when one came through in the middle of the day. A few trips later, we all got out of school to go watch it go through. I was probably in eighth grade when the ferries got started. So all through high school, I was able to travel. So we were traveling to sports and other stuff, and kids going to the tournament. That was the most fun. Get all about five towns worth of kids on here, and I won't go any farther that direction.
It's a big party.
Yeah, no kidding. When we ran, usually our basketball coach made us run on the car deck, just so we weren't just sitting around doing nothing. We had to do laps on the car deck.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bridge of the Malaspina. My name is Gabriel Bayless. I'm the chief mate. That's the captain, Christian Biaggi. My job is, I'm in charge of the deck department of the ship.
I am Chris Biaggi. I'm captain on the Malaspina. I think the ship looks great. I think the crew did a great job. They've been very busy, working really hard, and the ship looks great. It's running great, especially for a 50-year-old vessel.
My name is Michelle Drefke, and I'm originally from Missouri. I moved to Alaska about 10 years ago and started on the ferry, and what a great place to work. Got a nice high school education, and I make great money, and I get to see beautiful scenery. I'm the salad cook, and that's been my bid on here for the whole time since about 2006. I've worked on this vessel. And I make all the specialty desserts. I do all the salads for the crew and the passengers, sandwiches. I cook up on the line.
Brian Poust, formerly University of Alaska Marine Advisory Program. But we've used the ferry for university work for years and years. And the purser would let everybody know, that Brian was going to be up on a table such and such, and then these people would come flocking around. It was very successful. We would have conferences and other events here, and they were very successful. And then in former years, lots of fishermen would ride the ferries, lots and lots. And so there were a lot of good customers for me.
Charles Christensen. One of my best memories of the ferry system is during the 8-day layup program for halibut fishing. When we got our gear overhauled, we used to get on and just ride it up the Haines and back just for something to do. It was on the old Wickersham. That was one of my fondest memories of riding on the ferry.
Hi, my name is Kathy Brooks, and I'm the cashier in the gift shop on the crew that just brought the mail back from Portland.
And you've been doing that a few years?
Going on 4 years, almost 4 years.
Why do you keep doing it?
I love it. I love it. I love going to work every day, getting to work on the water. I'm living a dream.
Well, I'm Tana Parker, and I've lived here in Southeast Alaska for a long time. And I've traveled on the ferry system for a long time, going through high school and all of that. And then as an adult, going to Cake and Juneau, every place. And I think the ferry system that we have is wonderful for Southeast Alaska. We need to keep it this way. It services our communities wonderfully.